ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः।
किनारे किनारे से लेके आइए, वो जो घाट है ये वाला प्राइवेट घाट है।
ओ अच्छा।
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakopadrupashti कृपा सिंधु देव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावरेण्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्याय नाम्ने गौरद्विषे नमः पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं हे कृष्ण करुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोमेशा गोपिकाकान्ता राधाकान्ता नमोऽस्तुते जायतं सुरथो भङ्गोर् मम मन्दमतिर्गति मत्सर्वस्वपदं भोजौ राधामदनमोहनौ दिव्यावृन्दारण्यकौपद्रुमाधा श्रीमद्रत्नागरसिंहासनस्थौ श्रीमद्राधाशीलगोविन्ददेवौ प्रेष्टानिधि सेव्यमानं स्मरामि श्रीमहारासरसारम्भे वंशीवटरथस्थितः कर्षन्देन्दुस्वनिर्गोपीर् गोपीनाथ श्रीष्ठ तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवे प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वृन्दाय तुलसीदेव्याय प्रियाय केशवस्य च विष्णुभक्ति परिदेवी सर्वताय नमो नमः श्री नृसिंह जय नृसिंह जय जय नृसिंह प्रह्लादेश जय पद्मा उमा पद्मा वृन्दा जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतानन्दा शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे गो प्रेमानन्दे हरि हरि ओम.
So we're here in this holy place to get the foot dust of the perfected soul, Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam that the foot dust of the pure devotees, called the Tulis, is also personified. One may offend a Vaishnava, and the Vaishnava may forgive, but the Tulis may not forgive. And by getting the blessings of the dust of the lotus feet, the Tulis, one can very quickly make advancement in devotional service. Rajo Bhishekam, in fact, mentioned by Prahlad Maharaj, that the ultimate perfection in devotional service is achieved by Raja Abhishekam. We all know what an Abhishek is because we saw it the other day when the Pujaris were bathing the Lord in various substances, and that's the Abhishek. And Rajo means dust. So the dust from the lotus feet of a pure devotee is the Raja Abhishekam, to actually take the Abhishek of that dust, and that can make one perfect. That means, both literally, one should try to get that dust, because it's mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam by Kaviraj Goswami as one of the three most powerful substances. The other two are the remnants of the food that is eaten by a Vaishnav, and the water that is washed his feet, and then there's the dust. But also it means, and especially it means, to take up the instructions and follow in the footsteps of the great devotees. We can't imitate, and we shouldn't try to imitate, the perfected souls like Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. He used to perform such austerities that it's practically unimaginable that he would fast for 3 days on Ekadashi without water and without sleep, each Ekadashi. And then there's a list of the austerities that he performed during the Chaturmasya, the 4 months of the rainy season when sadhus generally take up some extra austerity or hearing and chanting. We don't take spinach 1 month and yogurt another month. But he only ate 3 bananas a day for the first month, and then he would take a little, and that was in the evening. After the sun went down, he would take 3 bananas each day for the first month. He would take 3 guavas the next month after sundown. Then he'd take a little curd for the third month. And the fourth month, I can't remember, but the austerities that he performed, he would stay up all night long simply chanting the holy name of the Lord. He became known as the leader of all the Vaishnavas in Navadvip. And he would spend 6 months in Vrindavan and 6 months in this holy place of Navadvip Dham. And of course, he lived to a very old age. You can see his image there being carried by one of his disciples in the basket he's riding, because he lived into past 100 years old, and he was not able to walk on his own, so he gave his disciples the opportunity to carry him around wherever they went. And we heard the story the other day about how, for confirmation, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who was his disciple, asked him to come confirm the place of Lord Chaitanya's birth on the other side of the river. And when he arrived there, there are various accounts of how he jumped out of the basket and he jumped high, even dancing at that place and confirming that that was the holy place. He had nothing to do with the material world at all. He was simply absorbed in Krishna's pastimes. Once when his disciple was carrying him along the road, someone came up and handed him a rupee, and he accepted it. And he went for 3/4 of a mile, then he told his disciple to turn around and go back. So he went back in his basket and he found that person who had given the rupee and said, "Please, you take it back." He said, I cannot withstand the sting of this rupee carrying it around. He said, "You have many of these rupees. I can't understand how you can live under the weight of all these rupees. I can't stand even one of them." In this way, he showed his renunciation. The devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga, Shikshartameka Purusha Purana, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Tari, Krampam Pugiryasta Mahaprabhadye. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya offers obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who had come to teach this devotional renunciation and great knowledge, which comes as a result of performing devotional service. And Srila Prabhupada mentions in the Nectar of Instruction that there are many advanced devotees who perform so many austerities. In fact, he says that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has said that anyone who doesn't chant 64 rounds a day is considered to be fallen. But then he says, we are doing our best to follow in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees. And if we go on chanting 16 rounds and trying to assist the Lord in spreading Krishna consciousness movement all over the world, then he will accept our service. So this means following in the footsteps, taking from our Acharya, founder Acharya, the prescription of how to follow in the footsteps of these great souls. And by doing so, they pass down their mercy upon those who try. In fact, Srila Prabhupada used to say many times about his own spiritual master that be doubly blessed. When he heard that the devotees were distributing his books, he would say that, "Please, you'll take the blessings of my Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and you'll be doubly blessed." He also said that the grand spiritual master is like the grandparent. And grandparents give a lot more mercy to the kids than the parents do, because that's what they do. The parents have to deal with the aftermath. And so we have many predecessor acharyas, great devotees, who are the well-wishers of everyone. Sarva-bhuta hite rataha. They have nothing else to do except to benefit others. This is their only preoccupation, their preoccupation in life. Mahatmanas tu mam parta daivim prakriti mashita bhajantyananyamanaso gyatva bhutitim avyayam. The great souls are completely under the protection of the divine internal energy. And Mahatma means their hearts are as big as the sky. They're only giving mercy to others, just as Shukadev Goswami is described by Sutta Goswami at the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam to be giving the teachings of the Srimad Bhagavatam only out of compassion for those who want to cross over the dark ocean of material existence. So those with spiritual intelligence come to the great souls like Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj and try to take some dust, try to hear about their lives, and in that way receive their mercy. Bhavadgita Bhagavatas Tirtha Bhuta Swayam Vibho Tirtha Kurvanti Tirthani Swantak Stena Gadabhrita. Maharaj, are you coming? Why don't you come on up here and give us a little mercy?
Krishna.
Krishna.
So sorry to disturb your parikrama. We're just a bit behind. Our Chinese devotees need a translation.
We can sit over on it, maybe back in that section. So then.
You're going to get everyone together. Okay, you ready, Yogini?
Yes.
Who's translating?
We have a microphone.
Okay. So you can see this is a Bhajan Kutir and Samadhi here. Jagannath Das Babaji, Bhajan Kutir also here? Yeah? Just used to be on the banks of the Ganges. Jagannath Das Babaji, of course, was the senior-most of the Babajis here in Navadvip in his time. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur had the greatest respect for him, and that's why we see the disciplic succession with Jagannath Das Babaji as the Shiksha Guru of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Important for us to remember that the disciplic succession is not only based on diksha, but siksha is the prominent feature of the disciplic succession. So when it came for time for Bhaktivinoda Thakur to confirm the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at that time he had Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj brought here, brought to rather the Yogapith over in Mayapur. So it was Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj who confirmed that Bhaktivinoda Thakur had discovered the actual birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Despite his elder age, that when he came to that holy place, it is said that Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj leapt in the air. Although he was incapacitated, we can see here in that picture they have the sculpture on the wall there, you can see him being carried in a basket. So in this way, Jagannath Das Babaji was moved around. He was not able to walk. Well over 100 years old, and he was carried. But when he came to the yoga peak, then he leapt in the air in ecstasy, and he confirmed that this is actually the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Jagannath Das Babaji, he was a Babaji. He was not a sannyasi. He was in the Babaji order of spiritual practice. Just as the Goswamis, the six Goswamis living in Vrindavan, they were also, although we term them Goswamis, they were actually Babajis. They were in that line of Babaji. Where more importance is placed on the sadhana rather than on the preaching, they give the total time to sadhana. The emphasis is on chanting the holy name and studying and absorbing oneself in the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. So Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj was extremely renounced. There are some famous pastimes in this regard. It is said that on one particular occasion, some goats were eating the tulsis in Radhakund. At that time, Jagannath Das Babaji was here, but he was taking a stick and he was hitting it and shouting, "Stop it! Cut! Go!" And he said, "What's wrong?" And he said, "The goats are eating tulsi in Radhakund." So the people who were with Babaji Maharaj at the time, they were perplexed. They could not understand. How is it? He knows what's going on in Radhakund. He's here in Navadvip. How can he understand that goats are eating tulsi in Radhakund? So that they sent a telex or some telegram, no emails, right? No mobile phones. So they sent some telegram and they asked, and it was confirmed that actually exactly at that time there were some goats had been eating the tulsi in Radhakund. So it gives us some understanding of the spiritual powers of this great personality, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, that he was very much dedicated to to the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vaishnava Sarva Bhoma Sri Jagannathaya Te Namaha. What's it? Pranam mantra for Jagannath Das Babaji, how does it begin? Gauravir Bhava Bhumishtvam Nirdeshta Sajana Priya Vaishnava Sarva Bhoma Sri Jagannathaya Te Namaha. So we offer our respectful obeisances unto Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, who is a personification of renunciation. He's in the mood, Gauravir Bhava, he's in that mood of Lord Chaitanya. He's always enriched with the pastime, absorbed in thinking and remembering the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he performed his spiritual practice here, his samadhi is here. He was residing here on the banks of the Ganges. We remember that this Navadvip Dham was actually the seat of learning in the times of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Many, many brahmanas were here. It was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a young man was teaching here. It was in this place that he met with the great Pandit Keshava Kashmiri came, and they were debating. And so from those times, so many brahmanas were here, and Jagannath Das Babaji, he saw the nature of all of these brahmanas, that they're all just simply worshipping demigods and addicted to karmakanda activities, and they don't have any devotion for the Lord. They're not engaged in any chanting of the holy names, and they don't give importance to Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Instead, they study so many other scriptures. So it was not an encouraging situation for Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj to preach. And so in that mood, he took the Babaji initiation and simply absorbed himself in chanting of the holy name. Just like in the times of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Advaita Acharya also thought how to deliver the people, that even he himself, although he was the plenary expansion of Mahavishnu, he thought himself unable to deliver the people. However, he had a different plan in mind. He requested the Supreme Lord himself to come. So Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, he simply took the Babaji order and absorbed himself in chanting of the holy names, following in the footsteps of the Goswamis of Vrindavan. He accepted the Babaji order of life. Now, the problem was that many Babajis were not actually renounced, that they were addicted to so many acts of sense gratification. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur understood that this Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj was genuinely renounced, and he was actually strictly practicing the discipline of Babaji order of life. But that Babaji mood, of course, is described for us in Goswami Astikam, controlling the senses, nidrahara vihara, like that, reducing our eating and sleeping and focusing on the pastimes of the Lord, internally, absorbing oneself in the pastimes and the loving affairs of the Supreme Lord. So Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj practiced very strictly the principles of renunciation. Sometimes people would come and give some gift, and they would test him, but he would sometimes accept the gift, but then he would give it to someone else. He would not take it for himself. He would pass it on to some brahmana, some grihastha, who could make better use of it. He had no attachment for any material pleasures. His renunciation is an example for all of the followers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to teach us both Vairagya and Vidya, both detachment from this world and transcendental knowledge. So Jagannath Das Babaji was enriched in both of these aspects. He was enriched in renunciation, and at the same time he was full of transcendental knowledge, absorbed in remembering the pastimes of the Lord. Jagannath Das Babaji is therefore honored by all of our this line of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Bhaktivinoda Thakur accepted him as the Shiksha Guru. We understand that he did not write any scriptures, he did not build any temples, but he simply preached the glories of the Lord through his chanting of the holy names. The chanting of the holy names itself, pure chanting of the holy names, is also direct service to the Supreme Lord Krishna. Just like Srila Prabhupada, he was telling one devotee about staying in one place. It was actually Hong Kong. At that time, there were no devotees in Hong Kong. And the devotee was saying that, Prabhupada, it's so difficult to get people to come and help there in Hong Kong. I don't think we can have a temple there. But Prabhupada said, even if one man simply stays there and chants a holy name, he said, that will be a credit for our Krishna consciousness movement. And so, sometimes in the trying to preach, we may not get a lot of success. We may not be able to attract a lot of devotees, get a lot of interest. But at that time, we can simply take shelter of the holy name, chanting the holy names of the Lord. So Jagannath Das Babaji, we said he was very old. He lived over 100 years. Sometimes people say 130 years. I don't know exactly how old he was, but very old. What can you do in your old age? You can chant the holy name. And this is what he did. This was his service for the Lord. And at the same time, when people come, qualified people, he can give shiksha. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur would take also shiksha from Jagannath Das Babaji. And when he discovered the holy place, he wanted Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj to go there and confirm that this is actually the place, which he did. So all of it shows us what is the internal mood of these Babajis, these devotees, how it should be, that they should simply be absorbed in the chanting of the holy names, taking full shelter of the Lord. It said pastime took place with some puppy dogs, right? There were some puppies. And what was it now? He was giving the prasadam to the dogs at the time. When it came to distributing prasadam, he didn't want for himself. He was feeding the dogs, feeding the puppies, that they're also residents of the Dham. He had that kind of vision, seeing the Lord in everyone, every living entity, not only in the people, but even in the dogs of the Dham, that he wants to give them also the benefit of Krishna Prasada. So the samadhi of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj is here also. We've been coming here for many years now. On recent time they built this enclosure here. This is a new addition. Just in the last year they completed this. It used to be very open here. We used to sit all around in the Parikrama time, we always come here, you know, all the hundreds of devotees, and at that time usually we do some drama. So nice to see that the temples here in the Dham are gradually developing. I was seeing also at Dhammeshwar, they've put marbles along the columns there in the temple. That's also new. Gradually, somehow, the Dham is developing. These holy places are developing. Just as we are trying to build a big temple over there in Mayapur, also these other temples are also developing. So Prabhupada or Bhaktivinoda Thakur certainly wanted that we would develop this Navadvip Dham Parikrama. And this is one of the important places on the Parikrama, coming here and offering our respects to Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj and seeking his blessings, praying to him, please help us to serve this mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to push on our preaching all over the world so that in the future we can bring more and more people from different places to come and offer their respects to these great personalities such as Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. He was very much of, in his spiritual body, he is also understood to be the one of the Manjaris who assist in the confidential pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So, such an elevated soul, such a great personality, he resided here for many years, chanted the holy name for so many times the holy name. So how enriched this place must be with spiritual energy, with the atoms which have touched his lotus feet. So we want to take advantage of these holy places. We want to purify ourselves so that we can also become enriched with that spiritual potency, and that we can return to our preaching fields and continue to distribute or to continue our efforts in trying to preach the message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Jagannath Das Babaji, he's a Babaji. He's a renounced person. He's not much concerned for preaching to the conditioned souls. Is because he's on the highest platform of Krishna consciousness. The Uttamas, Uttama Adhikaris, they see that everybody is already engaged in serving Krishna. Therefore, they don't preach. Preaching is not done by Uttamas. It's done by Madhyams, those on the intermediate platform. So Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj was on the highest platform of Krishna consciousness, the Uttama Adhikari platform. They see that everyone is already acting under the directions of Krishna and in accordance with Krishna's plans. But for the sake of preaching, sometimes devotees come down to the intermediate level. An intermediate level means you make distinctions. You have to consider who is qualified and who is not. Who is worthy to hear and who is not. This is a Madhyam stage. We give mercy to the innocent and we avoid the atheistic and the blasphemers. So Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, he is undoubtedly the topmost devotee, the great leader, the general of the Vaishnavas. So we glorify him. Vaishnava Sarva Bhoma Shri Jagannathaya Te Namaha. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. he Vaishnava Thakur Joya Rasagara Ita Se Koruna Kori
Ohe
Vaishnava Thakur
Joya Rasagara Ita Se Koruna Kori
Ohe Vaishnava Thakur Doya Rasagara Ita Se Koruna Kori Diya Pada Chaya Shoro He Amae Tomara Charana Dori
Diya Pada Chaya Shoro He Amae Tomara Charana Dori
Diya Pada Chaya Shoro He Amae Tomara Charana Dori
Diya Pada Chaya Shoro He Amae Tomara Charana Dori
Chaya Bhega Dhomi Chaya Dosha Shodhi Chaya Gunya Dehota Chaya Bhega Dhoni, Chaya Dosha Shodhi, Chaya Gunya Dehota Se.
Chaya Bhega Dhoni, Chaya Dosha Shodhi, Chaya Gunya Dehota Se.
Chaya Satsanga, Deho He Amare Bose Chishangera Ashe
Chaya Satsanga Deho He Amare Bose Chishangera Ashe
Chaya Satsanga Bose Chishangera Ashe
Chaya Satsanga Deho He Amare Bose Chishangera Ashe
Eka Ki Amar Nahi Bhare Balo Hari Nama Sankirtane
Eka ki
amaro, nahi paare balo, Hari Nama Sankirtane.
Eka ki amaro, nahi paare balo, Hari Nama Sankirtane.
Tumi kripa kore sada bindu diya deho krishna naam khane
tumi kripa kore sada bindu diya deho krishna naam
khane tumi kripa kore sada bindu diya deho krishna naam khane Krishna se toma, Krishna jitte paro,
tomara shakti ache
krishna se tomara krishna se tomara tomara shakti ache
krishna se tomara krishna dite paro tomara shakti ache
krishna se tomara
Ami to kanga Krishna Krishna bole daita bhakche taache
Ami to kanga
Daeta Bapache Tache
Amito Ganga Krishna Krishna Bode Daeta Bapache Tache
Ohe Vaishnava Thakur Doyara Sagaro Idase Koruna Kori
Ohe Vaishnava Thakur
O Venerable Vaishnava, O Ocean of Mercy, be merciful unto your servant. Give me the shade of your lotus feet and purify me. I hold on to your lotus feet. Teach me to control my six passions. Rectify my six faults. Bestow upon me the six qualities and offer unto me the six kinds of holy association. I do not find the strength to carry on alone the sankirtan of the holy name of Hari. Please bless me by giving me just one drop of faith with which to obtain the great treasure of the holy name of Krishna. Krishna is yours. You have the power to give him to me. I'm simply running behind you, shouting, Krishna, Krishna. Oh, hey, Vaishnava Thakur, Doyara Sagaro, Indase Kuru. Oh, hey, Vaishnava Thakur, Doyara Sagar, Dasi Karuna Kori.
Oh, hey, Vaishnava Thakur, Doyara Sagar,
Jaya Vaishnava Thakur,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Harai Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopal Govinda Ram Srimad
Sudham
Gopal Govinda Ram Srimad Sudham
Gopal Govinda Ram Srimad Sudham
Hare Harai Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Hare Harai Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namaha
Hare Harai Namo
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vaishnava Sarva Bhoma Jagannath Bhaktas Babaji Maharaj Ki Bhakta Vrinda Ki Premanande
Thank you, Maharaj, for joining our party, and to all the devotees from China.
Hare
Krishna. I think that Bhaktivinoda Thakur would personally be very happy to see all the devotees from many parts of the world joining confluence here at the lotus feet of Jagannath Das Babaji Siddha Mahatma. Go pray, Manande, Hare Krishna. Kalpadrubascha Kripasandabhavacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah.
কিচ্ছু হয়নি, তুমি যাও না ভেতরে, এসব মাথায় থাকো।
প্লিজ গিভ সাম ডোনেশন।
Thank you.
sublime place is named Dhameshwar. And this deity is the deity of Vishnupriya, who is the second wife of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He took sannyas when he was 24, she was 16. And she established this deity and worshipped him for the rest of her life. And the worship of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam by Karavajana Muni, who says, Deyam sada paribhavagnam abhishtadoham kirtasparam shiva varinchi nutam sharamyam vrityartiham pranaya pala pavabdipotam vande mahapurushate charanaravindam. He says that the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are a fit object for meditation. Deyam sada, one can always meditate on the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Deyam sada paribhavatnam. Paribhava means the embarrassment of this material world. There are many embarrassments. Everyone tries to show that I'm a stalwart, I can be stoic against the onslaught of material nature. Even when the ship is going down, the body is starting to decay. Somehow or other, I try to put on my best face, and even when dying, someone may say, oh, we gave it a good try. But it's a very embarrassing situation for the eternal soul to be in this temporary, to identify oneself as a temporary material body. And this is called paribhava, the embarrassment of material life. Paribhava gnam means that by meditating on the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these embarrassments of material life are removed. And replacing that is the abhishta doham, which means that one's innermost desire for eternal service and complete fulfillment is infused within the heart of the worshipper. Abhishta doham. Tirthaspadam means that the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are holy place personified. And the Acharyas, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, says that sometimes in Kali Yuga people will not be able to travel to this place. We're very lucky to be here today, but somebody may not be able to go. It costs a lot of money to buy a ticket on a jet and fly all over the sky, and then land in an airport, and get a visa, and all these types of things. Some people can't do that. But if one simply bows down to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one gets the result of going to all the holy places. I'm glad I told you now and not before the Tirthasparam Shiva Varinti Nutam Sharanyam means that even the great demigods like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma are worshipping the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vrityartiham Pranadapala. He's very dear to his servants. Anyone who is a servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you're in. You're good. And not only that, his lotus feet are a boat that can take you across the material ocean. Samasritaye parapallava plavam mahatparam punya yasho marare. The Srimad Bhagavatam recommends, that is, Sukadeva Goswami recommends, one should take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, which are the source of all creation. And one should not take shelter in this temporary material world where there's danger at every step. Means vipadam, means at any time anything can happen. And again, Karavajana Muni describes the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which are so amply available here. This deity is so merciful. As soon as you come forward, the pujari calls you back to have his feet, his shoes on your head. If you go to Tirupati, you'll wait in line for 2 hours, and when you go in, you have a 2-second darshan, and get out! You have to go. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributes himself everywhere for the mercy of even the most fallen living entities everywhere in the world. In fact, he makes sure that people are everywhere in the world to take advantage of his mercy, his representatives. That's our job, to go door to door. Find those places where people would have never got the opportunity if we hadn't gone. Then you get real mercy from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One time we were in Vietnam Town in Southern California, and it was a three-story complex with a shopping center. And on the top, most of the shops were closed because no one had rented them yet. But somehow or other, we decided to go to the third floor, and we said, all shops closed, all shops closed. But we got to the very end, and there was one tiny little office in the corner. And we knocked on the door, and we went in, and there was a lady in there. She was very surprised to see us walk in. And she was reluctant at first, but because of the circumstances, she felt a little bit obligated and overwhelmed. And she ended up buying a book and chanting Hare Krishna. And we walked out, and we were thinking, if we hadn't have gone to the third floor, she may have never got the touch of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is the kind of mercy that Mahaprabhu wants to distribute all over the world. This is his compassion, his intention. You can feel it here in this place, Dhameshwara. So Karabhajana Muni goes on to say, Tyaktva sudusya ja surepshita raja lakshmim darvishta aryavajasa yadagara ranyam mayam ragam dayita yichitam anvadava vande mahapurushate charanara vinda. He says, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave up everything at the age of 24. Tyaktva sudusya ja surepshita. What did he give up? What everyone's looking for, the goddess of fortune. Hey. He gave up the association of the goddess of fortune. Vishnu Priya is a manifestation of the goddess of fortune. And he was beloved here in Navadvip. He was the hometown hero. He had defeated the Digvijay Pandit. Everybody loved Nimai Pandit. And he was the coolest person who ever walked the earth. He walked here in Navadvip Dham with a swagger when he was a kid because he defeated everyone wherever he went. He only had a little bit of education, apparently, but everywhere he went, he would challenge everyone and say, okay, let's debate. And he'd say, why are you trying to debate all the time? He said, come on, just do. And then he would bewilder them with his scholarship. And then they would be impressed, and they would say, oh, you're so, then what a great argument. He said, no, that argument was wrong. And then he would defeat his own argument. And this way he would walk away, leaving people completely astounded by his deep intellect, even though he was only a boy. He played many pranks here also, up and down the Ganges when he was younger. He used to steal the clothes of the people who were bathing, and he'd mix them all up so when they'd get out, they wouldn't know whose clothes was which, and so forth. And he was the great hero here in Navadvip. His wife was a Lakshmi, was the goddess of fortune. But Tyaktva sudusya ja surepshita raja lakshmi. Whatever, even the demigods desire the association of the goddess of fortune. Everyone wants the goddess of fortune to live in their house. She was living in the house of the Lord, but he renounced. And he went away for the sake of the poor souls. And the excuse he used, Surepshita Raja Lakshmin, Dharmishta Arya Vachasa. Dharmishta Arya, he had been cursed when he didn't let anyone into the house of Srivas Thakur for the chanting. One Brahmin, who was known to be very ornery, came to the door. They wouldn't let him in. So the next day at the Ganges, he met Nimai Pandit and he cursed him. He said, I curse you because you did not let me in for the kirtan, that you will never enjoy material happiness in this life. And the Lord became very jubilant that I'll never become entangled in this material life. So on the strength of that curse, he renounced the world. Of course, there were many other reasons. But according to this verse of Karabhajana Muni, Dharmishta Arya Vachasa, on the Vachasa, the words of the Arya, of the Brahman, he took that opportunity to walk away and take sannyas. Dharmishtarya vachasa yadagara ranyam. And he went to the forest. That means to take sannyas.
Mayamrigam Dayita Yiksitam Anvadava means that he chased after the poor conditioned souls. Actually, he was always pursuing the object of his love, Lord Mukunda, everywhere he went. He was in separation from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he also was seen going here and there, all over the South India, house to house, giving people the opportunity to take to the process of chanting Hare Krishna. So we pray to those two lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he please benedict us with devotion to his lotus feet and empower us to help him spread the Sankirtan movement all over the world. As he has said, Jare Dako Tahi Kaha Krishna Padesh Amarak Nai Guru Hanatara Edesh. Just take up this order. That is, everywhere you go, everyone you meet, tell them to chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
And in that way, benedict everyone in the world. And he said you should make yourself fit to do this. You should come up to the standard by following the process yourself so that you can have a great effect on the world. That was his request. So if someone does that, it's the best occupation. A lot of people wonder which kind of occupation they should take in life. This is it. This is the supreme occupation. Forget all this other stuff. Just become a servant of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, my dear Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please empower us to spread the Sankirtan movement all over the world. Please instill in our hearts the desire to have the association of the most advanced devotees and the intelligence to take advantage of it when we get it. Thank you for considering our request. Hare Krishna. Ujjvalavarana Gauravara Deham Nivasita Nirvani Baba Videham
Thank you.
Bhushana Puraja Alanda Valitam Uvita Bindara Vara Mushinina
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Thank you.
पिशचिपुत्र मद्रस्वरूप रूपम तस्गजमुपरी माधुरी दोषवाके राधा कुंडम गिरीवर मोहो राधिका मर्वश प्रभो यतिपया
Natchery Armarman, Natchery Armarman, Natchery Armarman, Natchery Armarman, hey, Natchery Armarman, Natchery Armarman, Natchery Armarman, Natchery Armarman.